This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. President Obama may be leaving office soon, but his landmark healthcare legislation is still law of the land. Enrollment for the fourth year under the Affordable Care Act began yesterday. So we're tracing Obamacare in Texas through the story of one family in Allen. Before Obamacare, Bob Flood and his wife Amy were spending a fortune on health insurance, $3,000 a month. Because Bob had a previous cancer diagnosis, that was the only option for them and their older son. Under the Affordable Care Act, they found an Aetna plan through the marketplace for less than half of that each month.
We were paying about $1,200 for all of us, and I was extremely happy.
It didn't take long for that euphoria to fade. Even though more than a million Texans signed up for coverage last year, health insurers say they're losing more money than they expected. So they're raising premiums and dropping out of the marketplace altogether. That's shaken people like Bob Flood in two ways. First, with price increases.
Well, of course, everything has gone up. We're now paying a little more than double what we were paying back then.
A quick note here, rising healthcare costs isn't new. That's been the trend for decades. Also, while premium prices have gone up, the increase in Texas, 18%, is lower than the national average of 22%. Still, people like the Floods are feeling the pinch and the shove of shrinking networks. Before the Floods selected an Aetna plan on healthcare.gov, Amy Flood called their longtime family doctors to make sure they'd accept the insurance.
They all said they'd take it, but then I went to my first appointments of the year in January and February, just preventatives, and suddenly two or three of them didn't want to take it. So even with insurance, I ended up private paying out of pocket. I didn't appreciate that, but at that point, there was little I could do about it.
This year, three insurance companies stopped offering Texas plans on the marketplace: United Healthcare, Scott & White, and the Floods insurer, Aetna. Insurance startup Oscar also pulled out of North Texas. Now, before you start picturing Obamacare tumbling down like a wobbly Jenga tower, Stacey Pogue of the Center for Public Policy Priorities says, take a deep breath.
We're definitely in a period of instability. That does not spell the end of Obamacare.
Polk says news headlines have highlighted the negatives, skipping over more positive news, like the fact that the uninsured rate in Texas dipped below 20% for the first time in a decade, or that a company called Ambetter decided to start offering plans in North Texas. And she says the vast majority of folks, 5 of every 6 Texans, who buy plans on the marketplace are getting federal subsidies to help pay for premiums.
It's really important if people are in the marketplace and getting subsidies that they go back and look and see what they can buy. And I think a lot will be surprised, given the headlines they've seen, that they're going to be able to continue to afford, and they'll probably see very similar premiums for their health insurance next year.
The federal government says nearly 3 out of 4 Texans with insurance can get a plan for $75 a month thanks to a subsidy. The penalty for not having insurance? 2.5% of your income, or a flat rate, which last year was $695 per adult. Pogue says that penalty, just like the subsidies available, is probably too low.
You know, we need both the stick and the carrot, and a lot of folks think that neither one of them is strong enough to really get the broad participation in the marketplace that experts predicted up front.
The Flood family isn't getting subsidies, and they've had to switch from Aetna to Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas. Still, they think the Affordable Care Act can work, as long as a mix of younger and healthier people sign up. Amy says it's even caused her to rethink her politics.
I don't mind saying I'm a lifelong Republican who this year is voting Democrat, simply for that healthcare reason.
Hillary Clinton has pledged to maintain and adjust Obamacare. Donald Trump wants to repeal and replace it. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.